Welcome, friend. I'm Melinda Burnett, and this is How I Read It, where I take a scripture passage and make a few comments, draw a few conclusions, and cultivate my faith journey with some prayerful reflection and action.
April 19, Genesis chapter 16, verses 11 through 12. The Word of the Lord. The angel of the Lord also said to her, "You are now pregnant, and you will give birth to a son. You shall name him Ishmael, for the Lord has heard of your misery. He will be a wild donkey of a man. His hand will be against everyone, and everyone's hand against him, and he will live in hostility toward all his brothers." I loved playing with friends at their houses when I was young. There were always different rules and different games to enjoy. I relished the freedom one friend had, including eating sugary cereal anytime she wanted. Only as an adult did I come to understand the context and pain of her home life with a mom who was unable to consistently care for her children. God saw Hagar's misery and told her about the future. He assured her baby would be delivered. He gave her the son's name, an honor that traditionally belonged to the father. He confirmed her son would grow up. God knows the pain points in every life. Who might need extra grace from you today as they navigate pain points unseen by others? What comfort can you gain by drawing near to the God who has heard your misery? Father God, nothing is hidden from you. Come near to me as I live with unseen pain and help me to extend grace to others as well. Amen.
Thanks for hanging out with me. This is How I Read It. Music composed and performed by Janet Burleson Wiseman.